What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Getting on back to the economic news, GM auto sales crash, dealer inventory near all-time high. And boy, if we actually had money, now would be the time for us to get a newer car. And like I said, we've got this old abandoned drive-in movie theater at the bottom of the hill. It was being used as a flea market on the weekends for a while. Now it's being rented out as an overflow lot for the island car dealers. And you look through the fence and there's just all these rows of identical new cars just sitting there waiting for somebody to come and buy them. Now, gear and apparel company Under Armour is announcing layoffs as their sales slide. The economy is locking up because it's been perverted into a system that takes money from the American people and gives it to the money junkies, and there's none coming back. Now, everyone is warning that there is a real estate bubble again, because the real estate prices are going up, even though the demand isn't there. And the reason is more and more millennials are still living with their parents. And you can dismiss them as being snowflakes and all the rest of it. But basically, one-third of 18 to 34-year-olds are still living with their parents. And it's easy to dismiss as laziness or a sense of entitlement or lack of ambition. They're coddled. They have no initiative. And those may be factors, but the reality is they are all carrying gigantic student loan debt. Now, a while back, I put out this little model that says there's a finite amount of money out here in the general population. And whenever anybody does anything to grab a larger share of it for themselves, in this case the student loan providers, then it's going to basically result in losses somewhere else. In this case, the buyers and renters of new homes. The actual amount of revenue flowing remains a constant because there's no new money coming on in, because the high-paying jobs have all gone. They've been shipped overseas or they've been automated. And it doesn't take a PhD in economics to understand that before you can take money out of the middle and working class, there must be a mechanism to put it in there. And that has vanished. And everybody in Wall Street in Washington, D.C. is still worshiping at the altar of Adam Smith. If I'm personally greedy, it will improve the system as a whole. And, of course, Nobel Prize-winning mathematician John Nash disproved that in his doctoral dissertation. Took 100 years of economic theory and stood it on its head, but nobody wanted to listen to him. Because what came out of his analysis was the best way to run an economy is everybody has to look at the economy as a whole and work within those restrictions, or they're going to cause a lockup. And that's where we are right now. Getting on over to Europe and the immigration, pro-New World Order, pro-immigration, pro-globalist Angela Merkel is literally being warned by people within her own government that it's time to crack down on the migrant situation following this deadly knife attack in Hamburg. It really is spinning out of control over there, which is, of course, what George Soros actually wants. Now, as you know, Greece has really felt the wrath of the global bankers. And even though half of Greece's debt was created through fraud between Papandreou and Goldman Sachs, From the point of view of the bankers, debt is holy, debt is sacrosanct. We don't care if it was created through fraud without your permission. You will pay us what you owe us. We got that from Christine Lagarde. We don't care. We have it on paper. You owe us this money and you will pay us. Well, now it appears that Greece, learning their lesson from the difficulties surrounding Brexit, is planning to pull Greece, they're planning to pull out of the Eurozone, but they're keeping their preparations secret. And unfortunately, they're not secret any longer. Cyprus' plan is starting to leak on out. And of course, Brussels is in a panic. You can't leave us. You can't leave us. We need a divorce payment. We need this. We need rules. So the EU is falling apart, and the globalists are in a panic because that European Union was a stepping stone. They were going to start welding separate countries into these regional unions, the European Union, the North American Union, whatever, and then they would merge all those unions together and they would have their global government. And it's not happening. And certainly it's not happening for two reasons. The economic predations of these global banks like the IMF, the ECB, Federal Reserve, and the backlash from the open borders policy. And all the corporate media propaganda and all the advertising, it's not convincing people that this is a good thing. And people everywhere are digging their heels in and standing in sharp contrast to the agenda of the globalists. It's triggering a strong nationalist movement in virtually every country where this has happened. This is our country first, our people first. And there is nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with saying, I'm putting my country first ahead of the interests of any other country. I am putting the citizens of my country first ahead of the citizens of any other country. It's called patriotism. And they're trying to make a bad thing out of that. All right, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network here. Now, Trump's has scored a win on immigration enforcement down in Texas. And Trump persuaded state and local authorities to perform the functions of the federal immigration officials. And basically, this is a deal that they're trying to get other jurisdictions to crack down on those sanctuary cities. Now, the first thing they ought to do on the sanctuary cities is arrest those mayors for violating Title 8 of the U.S. law. Now, 18 Texas counties have signed on to this deal, and local agents in the sheriff's offices will be trained to check if the people they have in custody are in violation of U.S. immigration law, and then notify the federal authorities of immigration and customs enforcement. And this is a really good thing. Now, Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who's been fully on board with enforcing the immigration laws, he's actually been hit with a contempt of court charge because supposedly his activities go against a court ruling that said we can be a sanctuary city, even though that court ruling is a violation of the law. So this fight is far from over. Article out of AntoniusAquinas.com. Can Germany be made great again? And it's basically saying the Germany that the German people know and love is vanishing. Germany is being demographically destroyed right before the eyes of the world. And this open borders policy championed by Angela Merkel is leading to intense financial strain, widespread crime, property destruction, increased illnesses, and the erasing of German culture. And people are getting angry over this. Frankfurt, Germany, the Germans are now a minority there. Now, apparently, there is a bit of a fight over Austria's call for more sanctions against Belgium and Poland because they want to close their borders and they want to do this and they want to do that. So the EU member states are already fighting amongst each other. I don't see the EU being able to hold together much longer. I think we're coming up on a moment where everybody's just going to say, to heck with this, and they're just going to quit listening to Brussels. And Brussels can throw a tantrum, and they can cry and whine and scream all they want, but the fact that they have never created their grand army of the European Union, there isn't a thing they can do about it. And the EU member states ought to make that move before Brussels can create its own military force to go back in and take these countries over one by one. And let's see. Let's getting into the area of political correctness. Cambridge student Jason Osamid Okandai, age 20, is being investigated by police over claims he tweeted that all white people are racist. And he praised anti-racism protesters who clashed with police on Friday. Now, saying that all white people are racist is like saying all blacks are lazy or all Hispanics are thieves. Some are, some aren't. There are some white people who are racist. There's a lot of white people who are not. Applying that broad general brush, you're being just as racist as the people you claim to oppose. Now, here's a sad story. I was very upset when I read this. Over in Wapakoneta, which is Neil Armstrong's hometown, apparently there was a break-in at the Armstrong Air and Space Museum. And several items were taken, including awards and plaques. The main thing that was stolen was a solid gold replica of the lunar module that landed on the moon. And it's about 9-10 inches high. And unfortunately, the museum directors are concerned that the model was not taken as a collectible, but to be melted down for the melt value of the gold in it, which is going to be considerable. And it's another reminder that we seem to be losing our moral core in this nation. This isn't just a theft of property, it's a theft of history. Now, a second Baltimore police officer has now been caught planting evidence. And they're still trying to clean up the mess from that last one. They've already had to basically throw out 34 cases, 20 of which the people were already convicted and in prison. They're going to have a heck of a lawsuit on their hand. Now, interestingly enough, up in Sandpoint, Alaska, last month, July, over a period of 3 weeks, the entire police force quit. The town does not have any authoritative presence. Oh my goodness, crime will run rampant all over the place. Hasn't happened. There hasn't been an outbreak of lawlessness. There hasn't been an increase in crime. Things are actually flowing along rather smoothly. Of course, people in Alaska all have guns. But it seems here's a town where the police force wasn't really necessary. And there's a lesson to be learned there. Because certainly down here in the continental United States of America, the police force have become a liability. They're not stopping the criminals. They're taking away our guns. And through civil forfeiture, they're stealing more from the American people than all the burglars, muggers, and thieves put together. Now, you've heard all about white privilege and all this other stuff, and it's a way to make people feel guilty for how they were born. Well, there's a new one out. This is coming from the University of Iowa, and their student newspaper had an article saying they've discovered a new special privilege by which intelligent people are born that way, by accident. They don't deserve to be more intelligent. And it's called cognitive privilege. And so just like they're saying there have to be laws to prevent white people from taking advantage of their white privilege, now we have to work against cognitive privilege. The dummies are taking over. I don't know about you, but when I'm flying in an airliner, I want the smartest person possible at those controls. Like Sully, Miracle on the Hudson. If I'm in the hospital, I want the doctor to be the smartest person they can get. And we're in dangerous territory here because demonizing intelligent and educated people, that happened in Cambodia, where they literally created a political hysteria where people were being murdered just because they were intelligent. Our entire society is being turned upside down. New release of emails published by WikiLeaks, this one about the French government. Apparently, a senior member of President Macron's party was outed for purchasing illegal recreational drugs. Ah, those French. Should have come over to Colorado. Got your drugs there. It's legal. And apparently, Colorado has pulled in over $500 million in tax revenues from the legalized sale of cannabis. But Jeff Sessions is out there. We will enforce the federal laws. It's a horrible chemical substance. You should not be allowed to have it. Now, we've all heard about the documentary Vaxxed, and if you haven't seen it, you should. And apparently there was an organized group down in Australia that is basically running around Australia, arranging screenings of Vaxxed. And apparently they are now being attacked in the media by so-called health authorities. How dare you question our decision in mandating vaccines? And the pressure has reached the point where the activist group, the Australian Vaccination Skeptics Network, they're selling tickets for the screenings. They're having to notify the people who buy the tickets just hours before the screening where it's going to take place so that the venue doesn't get yanked from them. They're still out there trying to protect that vaccine industrial complex. Now, believe it or not, in the British Medical Journal, they're going to be running a story about a lady, 57-year-old woman, Dynica Ferguson, who came down with myeloma cancer. And she underwent three rounds of chemotherapy, four stem cell transplants with no effect. She's going to die. And then she read an interview in a magazine about an alternative treatment, turmeric, the spice, the cooking spice. You can get it at your supermarkets. And so she basically just started eating a lot of that with her food, and she's getting better. It's 5 years since the point where she thought she was on the verge of the death, and her doctor said, you've only got a couple of weeks to live. It's now been 5 years, and they're actually reporting this in the British Medical Journal. Article coming out of naturalnews.com. Antibiotic drugs found to cause harmful damage to the environment even after being consumed by patients. And that is because that these drugs, even after you ingest, if you don't metabolize them all, they come out in your bathroom. And they're out there causing harm to the environment because they're killing microbes that are beneficial. And if you look at the sheer volume of antibiotics being prescribed just here in the United States of America, you'll realize this is a significant problem. But again, it makes money. And in this country, anything that makes money is beyond reproach and beyond question. Got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. Here we're going to take a phone call from Jack in Georgia. Aloha, Jack. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. This is Jack from Georgia. I've read somewhere that one of the main reasons for the sanctions against Russia and Iran is that Israel is developing its own natural gas, and they want to sell their own gas to Europe. So, I mean, this is good old-fashioned protectionism. What do you know about...
Well, yeah, but the problem is that the gas that Israel wants to sell to Europe is from underneath the Golan and technically is the property of Syria,
right,
as well as what they're taking from offshore of the Gaza Strip, which technically belongs to the Palestinians. So
right,
any company...
It's also the area between Cyprus and Lebanon, Israel. They're going to drill for all kinds of goodies. So, I mean, they consider that whatever is in the Golan, they consider that their own. So, I mean, we haven't heard of that angle, so I wanted your thoughts on that. I mean, that's a very important reason to...
Well, it is a very important reason, and that's one of the reasons why Germany is talking about retaliatory sanctions against the U.S., because the new Russian sanctions endanger the Nord Stream pipeline project, which is going to bring Russian gas into Europe while bypassing Ukraine, which has become obviously very unstable and Poroshenko could just shut those valves anytime he feels like it. Right. I mean, this is a legitimate question here. At some point, we're going to start seeing the rest of the world sanction the United States.
The thing is, the Europeans are kind of vassals. They just all talk, and they say things, but then they were like France a few years ago. They got a big fine, several billion dollars. The biggest bank, Paribas, I think. And
yes.
First they bitched, then they paid 8, 9, 10 billion. So the same thing with the helicopter carrier that the Russians paid for them to build or half built, and
yes.
then they wouldn't, it was ready, they wouldn't give it back to the Russians, et cetera, et cetera. So,
well, that
okay,
was
the
under pressure from the United States.
Right, right. But, yeah. So I mean, they order the Congress to vote for those draconian sanctions. So sounds like a good old-fashioned mercantilism or protectionism, or I don't know what the word is.
Well, protectionism is a good one, and I have no doubt that Israel is viewing these developments from that perspective. But again, none of these things happen for a single reason. It's an
right.
overlapping of differing agendas.
Certainly
right. from Israel's point of view, it's shutting off that alternate natural gas supply.
Uh-huh.
Certainly from the point of view of the Pentagon, it's goading Russia towards an actual conflict. Same thing with the military-industrial complex. And again,
right.
from Trump's point of view, it's trying to prove to the world that he's a tough guy. But like I said earlier in the show, I'm getting a strong sense, reading the foreign media, that the rest of the world is just about fed up with the U.S. government's arrogance and meddling.
You mean the European media? I mean, this is what counts in this case for the natural gas. You've read that from the European media, the French, German, I mean?
I'm reading it from the European media. I'm reading it from the Asian media, the Australian media. It's a global phenomenon. They've just about had it with the U.S. government throwing their weight around.
Okay. We'll see. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. And let's see. We're talking about the poor state of health care in the United States. We have the most expensive health care on Earth and the absolute worst of all industrialized nations. And it's all about pushing product. And it doesn't even matter if the product isn't even working. And we're looking at this story that came out of the Daily Mail that drugs being prescribed to treat osteoporosis actually have the opposite effect and make your bones more prone to fracture. And apparently the drugs actually make the bones much more brittle. They alter the composition of the bone, and the bone is more brittle and easier to break. Wonderful medication. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to take two more phone calls. James in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes.
There you are.
I wanted to know, did you know that North Korea has a very favorable stance with, like, the Free Palestine movement and everything? Like, they're very vocal about that every time they go to the UN, and it strikes me as kind of curious of how you see it, North Korea on the news and war and everything. And it seems like it always goes back to that same provocator. Like, I think you said about one time you made a report about the American Al-Qaeda, and it later became that the person wasn't even a Muslim or...
Yes.
Even an Arab to begin with, something like that, right?
I think that was, well, he was Jewish, Adam Kokesh. No, not Kokesh.
And Joseph Cone, right? I think that's what his name.
I forget his name, but yeah, the American Al-Qaeda, and he was posing as a Muslim, and he was out there saying all this inflammatory stuff, and it turned out he was the grandson of one of the founders of the ADL, Perlman, Adam Perlman, that's it, thank you.
Wow. It seems kind of crazy how you know, we could go to war with a nation just because they say something about another nation that they're doing bad, and it's kind of crazy too that we're going to go to war while giving. I think you also reported that we just gave Israel our F-35, like a technology, like we just gave it to them.
Well, technically they're buying it, but they're buying it with money that was given to them by the Congress.
So that's like giving it to them, right?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
And they go and refurbish this, and then they go and sell it off, and that's how they make most of their money.
Yeah, Israel has a long history of reverse engineering weapons provided to them by the United States and then selling the technology to countries who are not necessarily our friends. I mean, remember when Jonathan Pollard stole all those nuclear secrets and sold them to Israel? Israel turned around and traded them to the Soviet Union in exchange for increased immigration quotas. And had the U.S. and the Soviet Union gone to nuclear war at that moment, the United States would have lost.
So could we be going into a bloodbath then? Could the reason why North Korea is being so lustful and so, you know, like, hey, we don't care, is because they know how to take down our planes and stuff? I mean, not fully, but have the means to do serious, serious damage, unlike, you know, Iraq or Libya, you know, even Syria, like really serious damage.
Well,
almost
no,
like the
I,
way Yemen's I, doing to Saudi I, Arabia.
Yeah, that's true. Yemen's doing amazingly well against Saudi Arabia. No, Kim Jong-un's bluster is mostly about face, about looking like he's strong to his own people. And he's actually starting to get more admirers in the region because he is standing up to the U.S. bully, which is something very few world leaders have the guts to do.
But it's not the U.S., right? It's not the U.S. The U.S. is getting pushed into doing stuff. They don't even want to do it. They're getting pushed by another nation because of all this blackmail and corruption.
James, okay, I'm going to say this one more time. Wars, assassinations, events on this scale never happen for just one reason. Okay, there's an overlapping series of agendas, and certainly from Israel's point of view, they would love to see regime change in North Korea because of North Korea's support for Palestine. On the other hand, we cannot rule out that North Korea actually purchased their early nuclear weapons technology from Israel because we know Israel has been selling nuclear technology under the table to other countries, such as the former government of South Africa.
So, technically, that's what I mean. They have this is suicide, then. This is like, doesn't make any sense. And, you know, you have all these things, like even the migration. Did you hear that Israel is sending doctors in ships to pick up these migrants that are coming from North Africa, and they're giving them medical treatment and giving them information? That's who these left-wing NGOs are. A lot of them are Israeli-backed.
George Soros. I mean, Israel's fully on board with blending all of the other world's populations together into a single unrecognizable mass. But that doesn't apply to Israel. Israel's out there saying, oh, yes, open borders, except for us. You know, we have to preserve our racial purity. Sig Heil, Sig Heil. Okay?
Yeah, it just seems crazy how they got us fighting over pennies while they're doing all this stuff, and they got all the corruption in there. I mean,
Israel doesn't like to fight its own wars. Israel's got, you know, that's what the American goy are for, to fight Israel's wars for them.
But did you know Trump's labor secretary is Alexander Acostas? He was DA for South Florida from 2006 to 2009. He's the one who got Jeff Epstein that sweetheart deal of a sentence.
Yes.
It's just crazy. It's just really sad though, because you know, people, there's been a lot of killing, and it doesn't feel right. It doesn't, it's nothing, like, it doesn't, it feels like something's going to, it just doesn't, it's not right on so many levels. It's so much not right. You know, it just, I was there in Iraq when we built the wall in Baghdad. You know, when we built the wall inside our city, you know, there's going to be retaliation, I feel. Like you say, we're probably going to be Germany. You know, it's, Germany was
yeah,
very
we're going to have the entire world against us. I mean, we're already seeing Russia and China moving together. Iran is moving toward Russia. Turkey is moving toward Russia. We're going to be up against a formidable enemy. The U.S. plan to simply pick off the rest of the world one country at a time is not going to work because the rest of the world now sees that's what's coming. And they're going to reach a point where they say it's time for all of us to unite against this American aggression. And, you know, because if we don't unite, the U.S. is going to pick us off one by one. James, I got to let you go. We're running out of time on the show, and I got a couple more calls I need to get to. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, how you doing, Mike? Hope you had a great weekend.
Yes.
But you know, anyway, you know, with Debbie Wasserman Schultz and a lot of these corrupt congressmen and how they just get away with even practically murder. You know, the thing is, I just, you know, they
don't
get...
There's nothing practical
they
about it. They get away with murder. I mean, you know, nothing's being done about Seth Rich. Nothing's being done about that prosecutor who washed up on the beach in Debbie Wasserman Schultz's district down in Florida. Nothing's being done about that Wall Street Journal editorial writer. All we're getting from them is we presume it was a suicide, but we're not releasing the official cause of death.
Well, the thing is, I'm just saying, with all this going on, we the American people owe a big apology to the late, great James Traficant, who had the courage to stand up to the Israelis and get a guy that they claimed that was Ivan the Terrible, who actually wasn't, out of jail. And they still went after him. I mean,
well,
you know, because...
Look at Cynthia McKinney when she stood up and accused Israel of... you know, using cluster munitions against civilians, and look how AIPAC organized to get her kicked out of Congress.
Well, you know, I think we ought to do, it may be a long shot, but a White House petition demanding Donald Trump enforce the law forcing AIPAC to register as a foreign agent, because they should be a foreign agent.
They are a foreign agent. There's no question about it. You know, and as is typical with anything connected with Israel, the rules don't apply to them. And they should. They absolutely should. I mean, AIPAC has been caught in scandal after scandal after scandal. There was a big stink, I think, back in the late 90s, where the then president of AIPAC was literally bragging where, you know, he could take a napkin from the table at the restaurant and in the space of an hour have every member of Congress autograph on it. And it was absolute bravado. Somebody got it on tape, and it caused a big upset because AIPAC doesn't want American people understanding just how much control Israel has over our government. But again, Congress can't agree on health care for the American people, but whatever Israel wants, its overwhelming majority is voted through.
Well, you know, and I support Israel. I support the people of Israel because they're getting fed up over there.
Yes.
You know, they're getting fed up with the corruption. And believe me, Netanyahu's no more Christian than Anton LaVey. I hate to say that, but it's true.
Netanyahu never claimed to be Christian.
I say, I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and that is remove Netanyahu, because even Steve Pachenik says Israel's become a petulant child that throws a tantrum, don't get its way. And I know...
It always has been. But ever since 9/11, Israel's arrogance and demanding from the U.S. has gone right through the roof. And I'm convinced that Israel is holding 9/11 over the entire U.S. government. You know, do what we say or we'll reveal what really happened on 9/11, and it'll be worse for you than it is for us, because everybody expects Israel to do this kind of thing. But for the U.S. government to be behind this false flag, that could bring the entire U.S. government down, and it probably would.
Well, I'm just saying with Israel, you know, it, like I say, they're a petulant child. And even like Steve, like I say, Steve Bichena called it out. And even a lot of people in the military, I think, in the military rank and file are starting tired of Israel, too.
Yes.
And the thing is, I won't go visit Israel, but the reason is you don't have no religious freedom there. I mean, you know, and you know, the, and I hear like the, you know, the Palestinians, like Hamas, you know, Hamas and Hezbollah, these evil terrorist organizations. Mm-hmm. Hezbollah is the only military element keeping keeping the ISIS from invading Lebanon.
Or Israel, for that matter. Now, let's be very clear here. It's not just China that's acting like a spoiled, petulant child. That applies to pretty much every politician on the planet, especially members of our own Congress. Look how they reacted when Trump won. That was a whole room full of petulant children throwing tantrums on the ground there. As far as Israel's concerned, in happier times, I actually wanted to visit Israel. I'd like to tour the biblical sites. But I understand that, you know, Claire and I'd be shot dead as we stepped off the airplane if we ever dared go there now.
You know, I heard through back channels certain reports that Netanyahu was livid when Trump cut off the CIA program arming ISIS.
Yeah.
So, and, you know, and I was hearing, too, that secretly Israel wants to hand back over to Syria the Golan Heights. And, you know, and I hear, like I say, on the surface, I don't think Israel really and Donald Trump are really seeing eye to eye. Maybe for
well,
me,
I don't think they are. And in response to that, of course, Israel is now saying, demanding that the world recognize that the Golan is part of Israel anyway. It should be part of Israel. You know, we stole it fair and square. You might as well say that, yes, it's part of Israel. Anyway, George, I need to let you go. We're running out of time. I want to take one more phone call, and then we're going to finish up with some news stories here. Chris in St. Petersburg, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Now, you're mentioning an article that said that bone osteoporosis, bone enhancing drugs are causing osteoporosis. Is that
It's not causing osteoporosis, but apparently one of the drugs side effects, and this is the low end of the drug spectrum, it's a specific series of drugs. What it's doing is over time, it's actually altering the chemical structure of the bone itself that makes it much more brittle. And therefore, even though you may not technically have osteoporosis, the bone is easier to fracture anyway. So what we have here is a drug that's sold at a huge cost that, in terms of the practical objective of making your bones less prone to breakage, absolutely does not work.
Yeah, that's been known for decades, that the bisphosphonate class of drugs, like Boniva and Fosamax, yeah, that they do cause more brittle bones and necrosis of the jawbone, which is death of the bone, and which causes people to lose their entire jaw, if not their lives. So if you want to check out the bisphosphonate class, there are several other drugs that come under that class. But what I would encourage, because it's worked so well for me, is a supplement called microcrystalline hydroxyapatite, or MCHA, that has been shown to increase bone density and mass up to 30% per year, that has been validated by the originators, Ethical Nutrients, back in 96 when the Federal Trade Commission sued them, and they jumped through all the hoops, including so many that they didn't have to, but they ended up proving that claim that it does increase bone density and mass up to 30% per year. There are several brands that do sell MCHA, but no pharmaceutical drug or any other form of calcium can come close. And I remember I had loose teeth, and within a very short time, they tightened up. I ran out of my supplement, and they got loose again and started taking it. They got my bone density improved, as shown by my expert.
Okay, we're almost to the commercial break here. You're sounding like a commercial yourself there, but I'd like to ask you to email me information about this. I'd like to take a closer look at this. Because it's becoming more and more obvious every day. The products put out by the pharmaceutical industrial complex are all about making money. They're not really very good. And the government, of course, is trying to shut down any competition, even if what the competition has is a better product. And that, of course, is a classic hallmark of fascism right there. All right, well, listen, we're going to let you go, and thank you very much. Quick little note here. Charlotte, I think it's pronounced Iserbit, will be John Stadmiller's guest today. So following our program, you want to stay tuned to that. Probably going to be a very, very interesting discussion. Interesting article. This is out of RIMF.com, and it's talking about a WinGallup international poll of 69 countries ranking how happy the people are. And basically at the very top of the scale was Fiji, with 89% of the people were happy. The global average is 59%. The United States is down at 48%. We're below the global average. This is not a happy country any longer. We'll be right back with the last segment of our program today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Last segment of our program today here. Interesting little article coming out of Tech Republic. Windows 10, five reasons to avoid Microsoft's flagship operating system. And they lead right off basically saying Microsoft's capricious and obnoxious treatment of Windows users is a reason to give Windows 10 a miss. Now, Microsoft is pushing Windows 10 because they're trying to move to a business model of computing as a service that you pay for month after month after month after month. And yeah, Microsoft has been extraordinarily unresponsive in supporting anything other than Windows 10. I still to this day have never been able to install my license of 3D Studio Max on my Windows 7 machine, and everybody's pointing fingers at each other. More recently, as I mentioned, we had to replace Claire's phone. We got her back on an iPhone, and all of a sudden the iTunes will not see her Windows Outlook. And Apple isn't interested because they want you to use the cloud. And interestingly enough, I couldn't get iCloud for Windows to install. And Microsoft isn't interested in supporting anything that isn't Windows 10. And we've reached a stage, again, like ancient Rome, where our technology has become so decadent, bloated, and complex, we've lost the ability to manage it effectively. And all of these corporations' focus is all about selling the new whiz-bang product and pushing the agenda of computing as a service. And going back to that 1970s models of giant mainframes out there that hold all the data and all the applications and all of your personal electronic devices are merely terminals into their computers. And it has resulted in an operating environment where more and more people are just saying, yeah, the gizmos are nice to play with, but it's getting more and more difficult to actually get useful work done on any of this stuff. Now, Amazon has finally suspended sales of their $60 blue Android phone after discovering that they still secretly send user data to China 8 months after the company that manufactures the device claimed the spyware was a mistake. And that is becoming a growing problem as well, that the devices you are using have malware on them at the point of sale, at the point of manufacture. And I'm not just talking about what the NSA is putting in there. I'm talking about organized crime, making a deal with somebody at the companies to add some surreptitious code for their benefit. And that, too, is completely out of control. And where is the NSA in all of this? For that matter, why didn't the NSA uncover the Amwon brothers spying on the entire House of Representatives? Talk about an epic fail. And finally, apparently, prankster posing as Reince Priebus apparently tricked former White House Communications Director Scaramucci into a bitter email spat, underscoring the fact that the emails you're getting may not be from the people that you think they are. So be cautious. There's the music. Stay tuned for John Steadmiller's show. We'll be back tomorrow here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, aloha, America.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.